Welcome to Straight for the Muzzle, folks, where we are anything but straight. My name is Space.
And I'm Paradox.
And we welcome you to our episode, which is about what today?
I'm going to call it Everything and Anything All at Once, which I think was a movie or something like that. But no, we're going to read some fan emails.
We're going to read some fan emails.
You know, get to our normal shenanigans.
Talk and all that jazz. Your voice has gotten lower.
It has gotten lower.
Hooray, I'd say you got kicked in the balls, but that's not possible. No, that wouldn't make your voice go higher, actually. That's the opposite.
Okay, what's really funny is that, like, I have to keep, like, clearing my throat because for whatever reason, if you're...
Water.
What?
Water will help you.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
It loops the throat. Yeah.
I was going to make a really bad comment, but I'm not going to do that because...
For deep throating.
No.
Deep throating that giant hot dog from Costco.
From Costco. That's like $1.50.
Right. Good time for such a cheap price.
No, I don't know if it's like a testosterone thing or if it's whatever, but like I do find myself like trying to clear my throat a lot. Maybe it is. Maybe I just need to lubricate my throat more because I know that my vocal cords are changing. So there's that. What's really funny is that I think my voice is going to be deeper than my dad's, which is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine what it'll be like when you get older.
You sound like
James Earl Jones. You know who that is?
Yes, Darth Vader.
Oh my God, man. sometimes when I get really sick and I kind of lose my voice, I feel like I do sound like James Earl Jones, like really or early in the morning. And I'm like, oh man, this is like the sexiest voice I've ever heard. And then it goes away and I'm like, no.
It has gotten funny because, like, I unfortunately work as a cashier right now until I find something that I want to do that's better. So, like, customers will see me and I have, like, a baby face. Like, I don't have, like, a very masculine face right now. So they, like, see me and they're like, oh, how are you doing there, ma'am? Or, like, miss or young lady. And I'm like, hey, guys, what's up? And they're like, the fuck? Some of them like immediately like get real awkward and they switch it up. But unfortunately right now, people are still be like, ah, ma'am, she, her. And I'm like, I will throttle you.
I'm so jealous because like your testosterone has lowered your voice. My testosterone has nothing but made my voice higher.
Okay.
Like
there were two different outcomes. It was either A, it was going to lower my voice, or B, I was going to sound like that one Pinocchio movie commercial or preview where it was like, father, when can I leave to be on my own? I've got the whole world to see.
Oh, like, my God. That trailer was
shit.
So god awful.
But I was just like...
The animation was great, but like, what the hell happened? Behind that,
your name will be Pinocchio. The gayest ass person is just like father.
Father. It's so weird. It is weird.
So
I feel like when people look at me at work, if a patient walks in, like there's a desk in front of them, they can't get in. But I'm like a couple of desks behind, but it's open and you can see everything. Like I've got a giant inflatable unicorn on top of my cabinet. I've got several actual unicorns. And then I've got a giant Care Bear plush because I got one when I got back from BLFC because everyone missed me so much. But I feel like if you look at that and you look at me, there's no way you're going to think that guy's a baritone. No. As soon as like someone's like, oh, I really like what you have there. I'm like, oh, thanks. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. Oh, now they know. And now they know they're gay. And you just... Some people hate the sound of their voice. I'm kind of one of those. I'm coming around to it, but it's very.
I am liking.
Couldn't go straight for one second.
Couldn't go straight.
No.
Okay, wait. Have you seen that one video? I gotta find it. But like, have you seen that one video where there's this guy and he's like, oh, you know, oh, this is a nice truck you have there. He's like, oh, this is my Ford F-150. And he like tips his hat, goes to walk away. He whips around. He's like, did I do it? Did I sound butch? And I'm like, oh, my God.
I think I've seen that one.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. God. Then there's like the gays, like majority of our friends are gay. Mm-hmm. But if you look at them and you talk to them, they sound normal. And I'm just like, why do I have to be that one that just as soon as I open up my mouth, you're just like, gay. Like, that's the first thought that comes to your mind because you know for a fact that's no way a straight guy talking like that.
No, that's
movements, true. Everything. It's, well, especially when I walk. So the way I walk is definitely obvious. It's not a straight man's walk. So imagine like putting your hands down to your side, right?
Okay.
And then raising your palm up a little bit so that your hands are kind of like out like a little bit of like an L. And then you just walk back and forth like that with
oh
a little.
God.
Yeah, I kind of, and I do that, or I'll hold my hands up. So hold your hands up towards okay. your chest and then just kind of like, I wish I could, you know, maybe I'll have Felix videotape this because it's oh very God. Much a visual that you have to see. But I pretty much run like an anime character does.
Oh my God, like the big boob ones? Or
not
like,
the big no. ones, but just like in general. Like I kind of just walk. I run like a girl would run, stereotypical girl.
That's cute.
So, and then when I walk, it's very much like a runway walk. So it's very...
I love it.
It's just how I do things. I feel weird when I go into like I had to go into a Jiffy Lube yesterday because my battery died. And I always feel weird going into male dominant like workplaces because I'm just like, should I fake my voice? Be like, bro, bro, my battery died.
No. Oh my God. I can still tell. It's funny.
You see? It's just impossible.
It's like very forced. Bro.
Bro.
Oh my gosh.
Hey everyone, just letting you know, the hosts are about to pickle out of this episode. And if you are a new member to Straight From The Muzzle, you may not know what the term pickle means. Pickle is just a term that they can say, and it will allow me to know that they're going to cut or be away from the microphone. And we decided to go ahead and let you guys listen in to what's going to be happening, because Space is actually going to be singing a couple songs about what's going on. I did go ahead and edit out all the dead space between his singing, and so it's going to be kind of a rapid fire of the songs. Hope you guys enjoy.
Really off topic, I'm going to pickle because I have a sudden bathroom issue, so I'll be right back. Okay. We're good, though. Everything's fine. Anyway.
Everything's good.
We're good. Hang on 1 second.
Everything's good. Everything's fine. I'm definitely not out of line. And if and I, no, and even if I were, yeah, I don't know what else to sing there. I was really just trying to sing. Blah, 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 blah. I can't stand those fursuit eyes. They're the follow me eyes. They look dead at you in the eye, but they look so dead, and I just can't. Lol, sorry, had a poop sneak up on me. That's nice. When you gotta go, you gotta go, I suppose. Gotta go right now. It's stinky and it's gloopy. It smells like a poopy. It's a grand old poop. It's a high-flying poop. She's dropping a Johnson. Bat, bat, bat. Bat, 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 bat. She's taking a poop, wiping it twice. Gonna find out if it smells real nice. Paradox of pooping on the toilet. Don't know why I keep thinking of that. It drops from her butt into the toilet bowl, goes splat. Oh my God. Paradox of pooping tonight. Happens if I just hit pause.
I just got back on.
Oh, I was just like, I wonder what happens if I hit pause. And I pause it right as you said, I'm here.
So sorry. I had to fight for my life for a minute.
I mean, I came up with a couple of Christmas jingles about you pooping, but that's for Crow to like edit out.
No, he's got to keep them. Okay, listen, we could totally leave, like, me leaving to go take a shit, like, in there. We could just be like, hey, listen, I had to poop, like, suddenly, Robert. I had to fight with my life, like, and then Space just decided to come up with Christmas jingles while you waited.
I mean, they're pretty good ones.
I gotta know.
But I can't remember what the lyrics were. I'm just kind of like, I was thinking, she's taking a poop. She's going to wipe it twice.
Oh, I fucking
gonna find out if it smells naughty or nice. Paradox of pooping. Something like that. But I think I came up with like two verses.
Oh my God. Because of course you did.
Because of course I did.
Jesus. Anyway.
What were we talking about before?
There was a small incident. I will just go ahead and say it. I had to shit. Like, that's it.
Yeah, you did.
I had to fight for my life for a minute, so we had to pickle in and pickle back out, so but we're good. So.
And during that time period, I came up with some jingles so about paradox pooping. So, I don't know if Crow will put that in or not. We'll have to wait and find out when this releases, because I don't...
He'll have his own commentary, I'm sure.
Crow does the editing. I can't really tell him what to edit, really. I mean, I can, but I choose not to, because it's better that way.
It is better that way. Okay.
I don't know what we were talking about, but...
Not either.
I do have some things I do want to talk about before we go into our emails.
You go right ahead.
All
right.
So... a couple of things. As we start to kind of wind down the end of the year, we tend to do less and less episodes. So we're going to be doing a couple more, and we want to do a Christmas special. And I'd like for that one to be released on the 22nd of January, 22nd of December. That'll be a Christmas holiday special. We would like you guys to email us in your holiday conundrums. I can't think of the word. What is it?
Holiday.
Oh my God. I had this like laid out. Traditions. Thank you. Send us in your Christmas traditions. Tell us what you guys like to do. Some people get together with family. Some people don't. If you celebrate Christmas, great. If you don't, what holiday do you celebrate?
Do you celebrate Yule?
Well, Yule isn't...
pagan holiday.
They're all pagan holidays.
Yes, it is. But technically, I mean, yes, Yule is originally Christmas. And then the Christians were like, you know what? That's a great idea. Let me copy your homework. And it's like, yeah, just don't call it the same thing. It's like Christmas. And that's how Christmas came to be. So,
you know, it kills me. I'm just going to go on a tangent right here. It kills me so much. They call it Christmas. And then they talk about like the whole manger like setup. And they talk about when Christ was born. Christ wasn't born during Christmas, you idiots. It was during Easter.
Yep.
Ugh, it kills me. It just kills me. So
I mean, Easter's also a pagan holiday too.
Like, yeah.
The rabbits and the eggs did not come from Jeezy Boy. Like
that didn't come from his butt.
No.
No. I don't know. But what we want you to do is just send in your stories, send in your traditions. If you have pictures of yourselves with your friends, let us see that. If you do fursuiting events, like maybe you do charity events during this time of year, please send those pictures in to us. All you got to do is send it to talktothemuzzle@gmail.com. And in the subject line, put Christmas specials. So I know which ones are Christmas specials besides regular emails. And then we'll talk about those emails on that special coming out on the 22nd of December.
If you go snowboarding in a fursuit, I want to see it.
Yeah, that would be really cool. The cutoff for that date, so that way people, you know, like, oh, I sent an email, but it didn't.
21st.
No, that's so stupid. That would be impossible. Can you imagine? All right, Crow, you need to edit an episode. You get, you know, 8 hours.
You get 8 hours right now. Go.
Boom.
While I have edited an episode in shorter amount of time, it stresses me out so much, and it is not good for my health. So please, no.
I'll go ahead and say that the cutoff is going to be probably
18th?
No, I'll say December the 12th.
That's good. Okay.
Because that's probably when we'll record that episode.
That's a good idea.
So December the 12th to send us all of your holiday wishes and all that fun stuff.
Ooh,
and then another thing we've kind of started to do recently, I've created a Steam Gamers group. You can find that information in the Telegram group. So you got to join there. I'll eventually, I think I posted it also on Twitter as well. I'm just starting it up. It's just something that's, you know, a little bit small right now, but what I'd like to do is do like game nights where we can all get on a certain day at a certain time. We can chat, probably have a Discord as well at some point, you know. And then I was also thinking about doing some Steam key game drops where I'll go on to Humble Bundle, buy a bundle, and then release different Steam keys for all everyone in the group that they can grab and use for their own use or whatever. So just something different. And I think that's it, really. I don't think I have anything else. I'll plug this. So we don't really need to plug it, but we happened upon a website called furtrack.com. I kept seeing it pop up here and there, but wasn't sure what it was. So it's a really interesting website. It's a fursuit photo and video sharing, tagging, and discovery dedicated to fursuiters, photographers, creators, and fans of the furry fandom. And it's just a ton of pictures and a bunch of videos from all different types of cons. So if you're looking for pictures of maybe your fursuit, but you couldn't find any, you might find it on this website. So
I totally looked it up again.
It's pretty cool. I found some cute little pictures in there. I found another bat fursuit. I know there's a couple of bat people. There's a couple of...
So cool.
I never really liked bats, but the bat fursuits are super cute. So, all right, on to our main festivities. Emails. We've got six of them. What did we decide? What was I going to do?
I think you were going to do the unstarred ones, and I was going to do the starred ones.
I will read the unstarred ones. All right, so our first email comes from someone by the name of Milshi Bubs. And in case I couldn't pronounce the name Milshi, they even put it in one of those parentheses that says Mil-Shi. So it's pretty self-explanatory in this one. But I do appreciate it. If you've got a complicated name, please like do one of those parentheses so I know how to pronounce it so you don't hear me butcher it like four or five times. But this is a sweet letter from a new furry in college. Hello, I'm Milshi Bubs. This story behind the name is really dorky, so it might not be worth putting into this letter. Anyway, I'm writing to all of you as a thank you. I was originally recommended your podcast by a club officer from my university's recently formed furry club. Oh, that's cool.
What? That's neat.
That's awesome. They found your podcast amusing, interesting, and a good source of info on all things furry. I joined the fandom properly during spring break of this year via a spicy in italic Pokemon Discord where I wasn't immediately harassed or bullied. Well, that's good. No one needs to be bullied or harassed. Your podcast has educated me on topics about the LGBTQ+ community, the ongoing human rights movement, the furry community, and different forms of furry art, and so much more. I'm a baby fur, not that kind of baby fur, since I'm not officially made my own fursona about 6 months ago. Okay, so you're like a young baby, like a
young fur.
Or maybe not even a young fur. They're just a baby in the fandom. A new fur. There you go. A new fur. Your podcast has basically been my baby development show. It's such a weird thing to think about.
We are here throughout your maternity.
Admittedly, I'm a very talkative person rather than a text person, so forgive me for not being omega active and a little awkward into the Telegram chat. I think I'd love to be on the podcast in particular, and here are the things I'd like to talk about. What kept me out of the fandom, my experiences in the past related to the fandom, my experiences and struggles while in college. That'd actually be a good one because I do genuinely wonder about people finding themselves, especially in college. What I wish I knew, it'd be more like going to college and my experiences so far being a furry while in college. Now, I've never been to college, so I really don't know what the whole like college experience is like, but I would hope it would be nothing like high school, which was just pure hell. So
high school sucked.
High school sucks balls. Well, thanks, Milshi, for sending us an email. I'm glad you like all the different topics that we cover. I'm more excited that someone else recommended you to our podcast. I never really know what kind of outreach we actually get. I know that there's lots of people that download our episodes, but I don't know who they are and where they found us or how they even found us. So when we get emails like this, it's a lot of fun to kind of rediscover and see new fans coming in, seeing where they're coming from, how they found us, all that fun stuff. So thanks for emailing.
Thank you.
Your turn.
My turn.
Oh, yours is easy.
It's kind of why I picked it.
Damn it.
Little fly rubbing his little hands together. Just they're always so devious rubbing their little hands together.
They are.
So this one is interesting. It looks like we have actually responded to this particular email before, just not on a recent episode. So this one is from, I'm just going to say, Cricket Gaming.
Yeah.
Looks like their persona is a protégen. Which is cool. But anyway, so they asked we could do a topic on loss. So like loss of loved ones or friends, which is something that Space and I were talking about before recording, that we were probably going to do this as like a separate episode as a whole, like kind of talk about the different stages of like grief, different types of losses, because there's lots and lots of different kinds. But this would be a very deep episode, and I think it would kind of take a little bit more planning than some of our other ones, because this one, it's a deep subject. Like, nobody likes to lose anybody, so yeah.
But then again, like, how do you deal with it, kind of a thing. I've lost a friend during the pandemic. That was hard. Still stings. So
yeah.
I feel that. Yeah. Loss is not an easy subject. It's the same case, kind of along the lines of trying to get people to come out and talk about them being depressed. It's very touchy and very sensitive. So that we'll have to be really sensitive around the topic itself. I'm sure we'll throw some humor in there so it's not all depressive, but it's one of those episodes we'll definitely have to really plan out. And it'll probably be something that you guys hear sometime next year, which is 2024. If you're listening to this. That is coming
so quick.
It is. Oh my God. We're in mid-November right now. How ridiculous is that?
I don't know. Like, honestly, like, we moved into our new apartment almost a year ago, like, coming in December. Like, that's just wild to me. Like, that's just insane.
It's just like, I feel like every day is getting shorter and shorter. Yes. And I'm wondering if it's just because I'm moving through the day quicker. Or I don't know, but I kind of feel like I'm just on like a default mode. And I just, before I realize it, I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be December.
I think there was a study done. I can't remember. I'll have to find the actual article I read it from, but I read where children perceive time way differently than adults do. And especially like older adults, like if you're really old, say like in your 70s and 80s and whatnot, like you are going to perceive time so fast. Now, if you're like five or anywhere between like a baby to like say teenage, like teenagers, like you're going to view time so slowly.
I wonder if it's because as like a kid, as a teenager, you don't really have much going on. You don't have a job. You don't have bills to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maybe. But as we get older, like, we do have jobs, we do have bills to worry about, we have projects that we're working on, we have events that we're constantly setting, like, almost every week, if not every weekend. And before you realize it, it's up, and you're up onto the next weekend. And it just comes quicker and quicker and quicker because we have more things going on in our lives than you did when you were younger. I wonder if that has to do with it.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's probably it, honestly.
Probably. All right, on to our next email. Our next emailer is from the Maned Wolf.
We talked about that the last time.
Did we?
Yeah, the Maned Wolf, the one with the creepy roar bark.
Oh, I thought you meant like the email. And I'm like, I don't remember. Oh, man. Maned Wolf, so freaky looking. I mean, like, they got like freaking pool stick legs.
Pool stick.
That's, you know what they look like? They're just like,
we gotta find this.
They're like hyenas with pool stick legs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird. It's so weird. But they're cute. They're just so weird and awkward. If like I saw the outline of a Maned Wolf, like just off in the distance as the, you know, the sun was going down, I'd run the other direction and be like screaming.
Oh, I messed up. Don't look at your Telegram yet. Don't look at it.
You already looked at it.
Deleted.
You sent me what? Oh, you deleted it already. How dare you? Oh my God.
Oh no, I messed up. I misclicked, but there you go. It's supposed to end in leggies.
You know, I think it still works. It's cute.
It's like
some legs for days.
There we go.
All right. So the Maine Wolf says, hi. So I'm going to try to go to the Lemon Brat store this week, but they just have like a, oh, I think it means online. I was thinking like an actual brick and mortar store. Like if a fursuiter made a brick and mortar store, more kudos to you. I don't know how well it's going to succeed, but so I'm going to try to go to the Lemon Brat store this week. But when I was trying to see if they had any partials available, they sell secondhand fursuits in their stores sometimes. And I found a bunch of accusations toward them that they were really bad for a lot of reasons. And now I'm not sure if I want to buy a fursuit partial from them. I know it seems dumb to be talking about, but I heard that they put sharp metal in their fursuit heads, apparently. And now I'm so confused because I've been seeing so much stuff on it, and I'm not sure if I want to spend $1,000 just to get a fursuit from a jerk person. And then when I try to wear it, I get stabbed in the face with metal. I was basically wondering if you guys knew anything about any of these things, if they are true. Sincerely, the Maine Wolf.
Lemon Brat is unfortunately a larger fursuiting company, like studio, whatever you want to call it, that has...
I would say it's more mass produced.
That's what I'm getting at. It's like, yeah. That's the problem is that a lot of times, like once like fursuit makers get like real big, they'd realize, oh my gosh, I got to make more suits, you know, whatever. And I think I remember the incidents that they're talking about is that they accidentally left like a, oh shit, what do you call it? Like a razor blade, like in the suit. So, and that's kind of what happened there. But like really quality matters so much more than quantity. Like, I remember this was an old episode that we did years ago, but I remember you came up with a chart that was like a three circle like Venn diagram or whatever, and it was like all quality versus, you know, pricing, and then, you know,
versus
quantity,
speed.
Like speed, yes.
So basically how it goes is you can get a fursuit that's quality. What were the three again? It was quality.
Quality, speed, and price.
Price. Okay, yeah. Yep. So you can get a quality fursuit. It's going to cost pricey, but you're not going to get it fast. You can get a fast fursuit. It's going to cost cheap, but the quality is not going to be that great. And you can kind of just use this little Venn diagram that works kind of work and like in a perfect... We're not the first one that came up with it. Sparrow kind of drew inspiration from something that was already in existence like that. And we kind of just created like our own version of it. I did look up on a Lemon Brat posting from May 31st, 2021. And they said, we keep hearing rumor about metal and a fursuit head. That's not us. We would never do that. Rumor is about another maker with similar initials. Don't know why it keeps getting applied to us. So it could be just this as simple as mistaken identity in this particular one. The thing with, like you said, the thing with Lemon Brat is that they're not like mass produced. Like imagine like, you know, clothing brands these days, you know, I guess you could say they're probably like the Walmart of fursuits. If you want to like put it in a perspective, they have multiple makers, like multiple seamstresses that are working on fursuits and stuff. So it's could be any person that's really working on it. It's not necessarily the person or someone else. It's multiple people. And so they pump them out like left and right. I'm not a big fan of that. I think what makes a fursuit business like shine is that it's usually, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, or it's someone standing alone or their partners. There's something special about making fursuits, but it's usually done by like one or two people because they put a lot of hard work into it, as opposed to a brand that just constantly just pumps things out. Now, there's something wrong with that. It's just, it works really well with them. They can pump out a ton of fursuits, but they're also really pricey. And from what I understand, the quality isn't great. Now, I can't 100% stand behind that and say that is the case because I don't want to taint anything for anyone. If you're looking for a fursuit and you want to get it fast, it's going to be either pricey or maybe not the quality that you're looking at. My opinion, my suggestion would be just to do your homework. Look at a variety of fursuit makers. Right now, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of fursuit makers in the fandom.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone is different. Everyone is individualized to make them feel special. What makes it special for you is your connection to that maker. If you're questioning things about, let's say, Lemon Brat, you're not quite sure if you want to go down that route. Sometimes it's like Occam's razor, okay? It's an interesting theory, but Occam's razor is sometimes the most simplest of answers is the best answer. So, for instance, if you're having this many thoughts about a particular fursuit maker, perhaps it's not the maker for you. And that's not necessarily going to be the case for everyone, but it might be the case for you. And if that is, then maybe look on for a different fursuit maker. There's tons, like I said, out there, and everyone is different. All the prices are different, but it's really up to you.
Yes, all of that.
Yeah, so that's what I got to say to that. I don't want to have anything bad to say about Lemon Brat, really. I know that like Sparrow doesn't like Lemon Brat for a lot of reasons because Sparrow's a fursuit maker. I've never personally seen anything like any problems with them other than the fact that they're mass produced, in my opinion. And I just don't think there's anything special about mass producing anything.
There are some fursuit makers. I was just brushing up on my Lemon Brat, but what's the one that like looks almost identical with every fursuit? It's like, is it made for you?
Oh yeah, the ones that just do the same. I think it's let me look up made for you real quick.
I can't remember.
So there's a term that Sparrow and I would use called cookie cutters. And yeah. So you'll find some fursuit makers, some really well-known fursuit makers have kind of resulted to cookie cutters, which means it's the same style, but it's a different fur, like a fursona applied to it. But the problem is when you do that, they all look similar. There's nothing unique about it. And, you know, maybe that's easier for them to pump out things like that. And a lot of people like that. I am not a big fan of cookie cutters. I like the fact that one fursuit looks different from the next.
Yes. If you are looking for a fursuit maker, seriously look into some like maybe not so well known ones. Please look out for scams. Like, please, again, do your research. But there are some really great ones that like will not charge you an arm and a leg. You can get a great like partial suit or even a full suit for like under $1,000.
I don't think it's made for you. I looked at some other stuff. It's not.
No,
them.
It's not. It's I know exactly.
It's not them.
There's a freaking...
Let me pull this up. I'm just going to just...
I don't remember which one it's called. It's a...
There's ones that do like the follow me eyes, and I can't stand those.
Oh, no.
Or the... It's not necessarily follow me eyes, and I'm not saying this next phrase to make anyone feel at ease or to bring back repressed memories, but truly, sometimes fursuit makers use eyes that look like rape me eyes. When they look at you, it makes you feel uneasy. And I don't like that style at all.
You have to show me an example because I gotta see if I get like the same uneasiness.
They're very like dead eyes. They kind of just look at you and you're just like, oh, I don't know if I like that. I can't think of the fursuit maker that does cookie cutters, but there are a bunch of them out there and I just don't like them. I don't think there's anything special about it. There probably was something special, but now it's not. Okay, it's your turn. Again, you get the short ones. What the hell?
I win.
I don't even know. I don't even know how to answer this one.
Okay, so... This one is from Dominic the Furry, and they say, hey, I love your podcasts. I'm on episode 7. Which one, my guy? Like, which season, episode 7, are you on?
There's like, we're on season 9. There's 9 seasons here, bro.
Which one?
Gotta pick one.
and then they say, can you talk about lap and style fursuits? What is a lap fursuit? And like, are we talking about like, fashion fursuits? Because I know that was
like fursuit styles, so like different fursuits. Oh, like shoot. I think there's like, and then there's toonie and feral, and then there's like digitigrade, plantigrade.
There's mini partial, full partial, three-fourths partial.
I learned about mini partials. I didn't even know that was a thing until like a couple weeks ago.
I have a mini partial of a lion fursona that I had made a couple years ago, and like I had commissioned. I don't think that they're doing fursuits, that like they're making fursuits anymore,
right?
But they're called Two Stupid Furs, and I have a lion like mini partial that I unfortunately I just don't have a lot of time to like commit to that character. So he is up for sale. Like if you are looking for a cheap, like really good condition fursuit that like has been hardly ever worn, he's been kept real clean, he comes with a bunch of physical art, hit me up, $500.
There you go. Know,
done.
There's also quad suits. There's a new trend on TikTok that's kind of emerging, a paper mask fursuits. Have you seen that yet?
I think so.
Some of them look god awful, but some of them look really good.
I'm gonna look them up.
It's really interesting.
Pop to TikTok real quick and look this.
I've seen 3D printed fursuits. That's really interesting and fascinating. I've seen cardboard fursuits. Again, to each their own. Not my thing.
These paper ones are dope. Oh my
God. Some of them are pretty dope, and then some of them are just like,
like, what? These are amazing.
Yeah. So, and I only know about this trend because we were watching a compilation on YouTube. So I actively search on TikTok because I don't know how to use the damn app. I ain't got patience for it. But I'm not sure what they mean by lap. I think that might be a typo, but if I had to think about it, like, what other letters would they use surrounding that? Like, on the keyboard, we got pap, cap, map, ja. I'm not saying that one. Catch myself on that one. Nap. And if we go further out, gap, tap, fap. All different types of fursuits. So, yeah, we could talk about an episode about all different styles of fursuits. But I think like Sparrow and I have only like covered a handful, but I know there's tons of them out there.
Yeah. Oh my God, these paper suits. This is so cool. I love young people. I'm trying to show you this one. It's so dope. Hang on.
Boobs. This next email has a reference sheet and they've got some boobs. Boobies.
I'm trying to get rid of my
boobs.
If I could donate my boobs to Ruby, I would. I'm like, here you go, girl. Like, get these.
Yeah, take mine too. You know, let's just all pile them up together and create one giant boob.
One giant pair of tits for Ruby. Yeah. Here you go. I'm going to send you this thing. Like, this paper suit is so cool. I had to record it because it usually lets me like save the video and share it. But for whatever reason, they have their video saving locked. So I just recorded it for my.
I like how you fix the main wolf picture. Like,
yeah,
sticker.
I had to. I effed up.
How did you even make that? Oh, that's cool.
Right? Like, look at that. That is so neat.
That's a legit good looking one.
It is a good looking one. I think my concern is, though, is that like.
Get wet.
Get condensed. Oh yeah, go outside in the rain one time, done.
If you, I mean, the other thing too is like it gets hot, so you're gonna sweat and that's gonna make it wilt.
Oh, that's big bummer.
Well, I guess you could spray the inside and the outside with lacquer. Laminated it.
What if you laminated the entire thing? Like laminated every single piece?
Oh.
Aside from like your eyes?
That'd be so hard to work with though.
I mean,
lamination makes it like stiff.
Maybe.
I really like the colors on this one though.
I do too. It looks really good.
I wonder if they could see out of it though.
Really thin like EVA foam.
Yeah, I suppose you could do that.
It'd be like really similar in, I guess, shape and like paper behavior, but like just really... really thin foam.
I mean, this is like right up there. Like if you want to make your own fursuit, you know, but you don't have like the money or the funds to really go for it, go down the paper paper mask route. Try it out and see if it works for you.
Make a Viva Pinata.
That would be so awesome. What if, okay, like I'm sure the people have done pinata fursuits, but like what if you did a pinata fursuit and then you like opened up your stomach and there was tons of candy in there?
Oh my God.
That would be so cool.
That would be fantastic. That'd be great.
All right. On to our next email. This one comes from someone named Silver Sheen. They say, hey, you guys, my sauna is a binturong. Do you know what binturongs are?
Nope.
What?
I don't.
Google it.
Okay.
I'll spell it for you.
Hang on. Okay. Go.
B-I-N, T as in Tom, U-R-O-N-G. Very cute.
Oh my God, what are these? They're so cool.
Yeah, so my sauna is a binturong named Silver Sheen. She, her, pick attached because I know you guys ask sometimes. I'm considered a gray muzzle at 37 years old. I've been on and off actively in the fandom for 18 years. I'm about to turn 37. Don't call me a gray muzzle, please. I'm not a gray muzzle until I'm like 50, okay? Like that should be the cap, not 30s. What the fuck? I know I've got some gray hair, but I color it. God.
I'm 28.
You're not even close.
I know.
You're 10 years away. I'm turning 37 in December. I don't like the fact that I'm going to be a gray muzzle.
You're not a gray. You just said you're not a gray muzzle until you're 50.
Right. That's what I say, but that's not according to the fandom.
Well, the fandom can change it.
Yeah. So whatever.
We're ever growing and evolving, so we can change it.
Listening to your stories of younger furs is bittersweet for me. While I'm glad there's more acceptance and furries are more mainstream than they were when I was that age, I still wish I could have experienced that for myself. I wonder if you could do a podcast specifically interviewing various gray muzzles and how the fandom has changed from their perspective over the years.
Ooh.
Definitely can do that. I also wanted to thank you guys. I work overnight as a concierge for a business class hotel, and listening to your podcast has really given me something to enjoy during my quiet hours. Your shows are always so fun, informative, and interesting. My favorite was when you interviewed Dr. Entobird. He's an incredibly fascinating person. You gotta have him back. Entobird was so cool. That was such a fun episode. And they also attached their reference sheet and boobs. There are boobs. So that's the first thing I think is boobs. It's very nice. I like it. The good contrast of grays, whites, and blacks in there.
Side note, I did not know what the heck a binturong was until you said it, and you're like, look it up. And I'm like, oh my god, I love people who make fursonas out of animals that like are right? not very common. Thank you for not making a stereotypical dog or wolf or fox. Thank you for choosing a binturong, which I again had
something
no
unique
idea existed until 30 seconds ago.
Thank you. All right, you get the last email, and finally you get a long one.
I do get a long
I don't feel
one.
Bad
so I'm just going to call them Woven Wolf because that's what one section of their thing says. So Woven Wolf says, hello, everyone. That makes this podcast great. I thought I would reach out and tell a mini story and then ask a question. Since I recently got finished rafting the Grand Canyon for my second time. Yo. That's great. Since this time I downloaded a lot of older episodes I had yet to hear and got to enjoy catching up on older episodes. Says this definitely helped keep me sane as the trip takes just under 3 weeks to complete. That is forever. God. Wow. What? Says that I was with a group where I only knew a few people personally. Because I was listening to a furry podcast in a semi-remote location, it got me thinking. If fully furry expeditions have
happened.
Ever...
Happened. So if fully furry expeditions yeah, have ever happened.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to make sure I was reading that correctly.
So they wondered if fully furry expeditions have really ever happened before.
Okay. So it's this thought of someone dragging in a fursuit to the top of K2 or Denali or even the side of El Capa in Yosemite would be amazing. You would be warm on top of the mountain.
There's a fursuiter you should look into. The name is Shivano. So Shivano. They are a caver. So they do a lot of caving and they do it in fursuit too. It's really cool. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's so cool. It says, and then it got me to thinking about furry outdoor reach programs. It says, I finally got to my first con. It only took 10 years.
Finally. Just kidding.
Listen, everything's expensive.
It is. It's so expensive.
It says, I quite enjoyed the experience, but I'm not an online person other than the healthy, normal millennial amount of doom scrolling. Okay. And because I'm not on Discord or Twitter, X, I don't know. We call it Twitter here.
We're normal.
I feel like I'm outside of the regular furry channels of communication. So has anyone ever tried to plan or host pre-conference outdoor adventure meetups? It would be awesome to find like other outdoorsy furries to get to meet up before a conference or to climb at some of the local spots of the of that host city or raft a local river. Jesus, I couldn't.
Oh, it's okay. It's a long one.
It is a long one. I deserve it. Karma. A random furry without a fursona. Maybe in another 10 years, I'll talk myself into making. So you don't have to have a fursona to be part of the fandom. Like, you can just enjoy the fandom as it is and just enjoy, like, the people creating, like, you know, art and music and whatever. You don't have to have a fursona, like, to enjoy any of that or be part of it.
I know that there's, I do see lots of photos, like, on Twitter every once in a while, people going, like, whitewater rafting in fursuit and stuff, which by all means, if you want to go and do that, the danger has been set so high. I hope everything's okay.
It's already
like that's ridiculous. But there are a lot of furries out there that are very much just like you, who are very outdoorsy, really enjoy being in the outdoors, hiking, going on those, like you said, K2 or going. I don't know if there's ever been a fursuiter that's ever been to K2, but I bet we could find one. If you're wanting to, I'd be more than happy to work with you to see if I can find more furries just like you to kind of get connected. I'll respond back to your email personally and we'll try to figure out something that might help you get connected with other people. Even if you don't use Twitter or Discord, there's other ways to do it. Yeah.
I think it'd be kind of cool if somehow, I don't know how in the world we could do this, but if somehow we made our own app that was just very specifically connecting. Like, it's like kind of like Telegram, but like you find, let me try to think. Hang on. So kind of like
it's like a dating Tinder, app for furries.
Not like a dating app, but like a, hey, like I have similar interests, like, you know, that are kind of off the wall, or maybe, hey, I'm a doctor or whatever. Let me hook up with, not like hook up, like,
no,
like,
no, you know, right.
Hook up and chit chat.
That'd actually be really cool.
Hook up and chat. That would be cool. Like, but I wonder if, see, if I was any good at like programming or making like an app, I'd be like, okay, this is our actual straight from the muzzle, like, you know, chit chat app, you know, where you chat and connect with furries from around the world.
All right. So I'm just going to propose this out there. If any of you out there are programmers and you know how to create an app, or you're interested in creating something like this with us and you want to be part of our team, just know that everything is a volunteer position. No one gets paid to really do anything. So if that's something that intrigues you and you want to work with us to create something like that, even if it doesn't work out, it'd still be fun to try it. Give us an email, talk to us, talktothemuzzle@gmail.com, or find us on Twitter @FromTheMuzzle, or in our Telegram group, seek out one of our admins. Be more than happy to talk with you. See if anything comes of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. I just think it'd be really neat. Like a Tinder, but for
connecting furries with other furries and interests.
Yeah, like just connecting.
I mean, I guess you could say like, well, that's what Twitter and Telegram is for, but it'd be kind of nice to have just like a one, like all in one app kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Like an all in one app for just like furries. And like you just said, I know that we have like Facebook and
Furry Twitter Network and all that jazz.
Like stuff like that. Like, yeah, Furry Network. And oh God, what's the other one?
Blue Sky.
What is it? No, not that one. That's just a, copy Twitter. I'm drawing a blank right now. What is the one that's like been around for years? Facebook? And like people have become, no,
MySpace.
I just mentioned it's furry
for affinity.
Oh, furry. Yes. Oh my God. Weasel? I could not.
So furry.
No, it was
there's all of those.
No. Just for affinity. I couldn't remember. I knew it was for something. I'm like, I can't. So.
But you know what? Just in general, it'd be kind of cool to create an app. Like, even if it wasn't for that purpose, if it was just for like, you can go to our app and listen to our episodes that way. So you don't have to go to like Spotify and create an account there.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have to pay for
Spotify. Yeah, you could just get it.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool too. So if you're interested in creating an app with us or for us and you want to be part of our team, shoot us an email or send us a whatever on Telegram or Twitter and we'll talk from there.
And we could have like little like about the host,
cool.
Like profiles, like things.
That'd be
really cool. So cool. How long we've been part of like, you know, the
too long.
We've been podcast.
God, makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Oh my God. You look like the 4th of July.
We have corn dogs in the freezer. I kind of want one.
Makes me want a hot
real
dog real bad.
Real bad. I can't do it. You do it better.
I think it's just because my voice is just the way it is right now. Thank you.
Well, that's all of our emails. Remember, I just kind of sum her up a little bit. We've got a Steam Gamers group. If you want to join that to find information about that, it is available on our Twitter and it is also available in our Telegram. Just click on the link and then submit a invite request. And then I usually check it daily to see if anyone's requested, which we have gotten like one or two each day, which is nice. We also are kind of waiting for emails to come in for our holiday special, which will come out on the 22nd of December. And last call is December 12th to submit all of that. So remember, it's everything about the holidays, your traditions. Did you do anything in fursuit? Did you go skiing, snowboarding, all that fun stuff? We want to see it. We want to hear about it. Email us at talktothemuzzle@gmail.com with the subject line holiday special or Christmas special. And I think that's it. Is it?
I think so. I think
okie dokie. You guys know where to find us. And we'll see you guys then on our next episode, which I think is going to be about our BLFs. No, Christmas. It's our BLFC review. So yeah.
There we go.
With Bix. Yeah, you guys want to meet our new host, Bix. So that'll be fun. Yay! Cool. Well, we'll see you guys next time.
I love you all. Goodbye.